Hey y'all, this is Karen Swiss Briscoe and Karen's Inquisitive Corner. How you doing today? Yeah, it's a rainy day, but it's still a wonderful day in the neighborhood. Hold on 1 minute, I need to get some hot tea. So it is raining and it's thundering and lightning and everything. I don't know if you all like the rain or not, but I love the rain. It's so comforting and so calming. So first, hello, hello, hello. Man, it was so many birthdays on Facebook. I just could not get everybody's name in. First, like, share, and follow. Like, share, and follow. Follow, like, and share. Follow, like, and share. Please bring other people into the Karen's Inquisitive Corner family. I want to reach 1,000 people. Help me do that. Okay. So happy birthday, Charity Glenn, Tawana Pickens. Happy birthday. William Cheers. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Tori Channel. Happy birthday. Sonia Hendricks. Happy birthday, classmate. Antonio McLemore, beautiful young man, happy birthday. Margaret Nevels, beautiful person inside and out. Happy birthday, Margaret. Carol Guthrie, happy birthday, lovely. Kim Turner, one of our family members, happy birthday. Gary Oates, happy birthday. Let me tell you a quick story about Gary Oates. My friend Gary Oates knew about Karen's Inquisitive Corner before it even started. I talked to him about it, told him what I wanted to do. He thought it was an amazing idea, and he has followed every corner since then. I really don't think that he's missed a corner like a lot of you all, and I appreciate it. But I appreciate you, Gary. Have a wonderful, wonderful birthday. I love you. Julius Williams, happy birthday, Julius, in Chicago. I also told you all that I bought some new glasses, and I did. So I'm going to share with you real quick some of the glasses that I bought. I just bought 5 pair. So these, I think you all saw these last time. They're actually white, and I got them from Wear Light, Wherelight. Now let me tell you, Wherelight has a deal now where you get 3 pair of glasses for $129. And now I want you to understand the glasses. The frames. So I have progressive lens. I have blue block or whatever that's called, the computer thing. I have non-scratch, non-smear. I have all of that in each pair of my glasses because all of my glasses are prescription. So they have 3 pair for $129, and they always have buy one, get one free. You just have to put in capital BOGO, capital BOGO, all in caps. So wear light. So these are white, and I really, really like them. So I got another pair of sunglasses also. So these are my new sunglasses. They're just black, but black is just. I mean, you just cannot beat black. You just cannot beat black. It always looks sharp. It always looks elegant. And it pops blue jeans. It pops a sundress. It pops a pair of shorts. So you can always do black. Again, my sunglasses are also prescription. So then I got another pair of like the white. And these are just a really, really soft pink. Now, I've actually got a hot pink pair of glasses, but these are just real everyday glasses, just light pink. And I really love this square look. It's square, but it's still kind of cat-eyed too. So I really like this look. My next pair of glasses, everybody needs a pair of just plain clear glasses. Everybody needs a pair. These go with everything. These are your TV glasses, your movie glasses, go to Kroger glasses. These are your dress up glasses, dress down glasses, but they're just amazing glasses. And again, I like this frame, kind of cat eye. Stay with the cat eye because my face is long and I really like the cat eye. But everybody, if you wear glasses, everybody needs a pair of clear glasses. So my last pair of glasses, These are my fabulous glasses. Now, these are actually green. Okay, the bottom of them, the base is actually green, but I have a lot of different sparkles and jewels and stuff in them. I really liked them because they were really, really cute. Again, stay with my cat eye. Now, all of these glasses, I got three of them for $129, and I got two buy one, get one free. So the buy one, get one free, I get two pair for actually under $100. Cannot beat it anywhere. Cannot beat it anywhere. So these are my green glasses, and I really like them because they got a whole lot of different colors in them. And, you know, a pair of glasses like this makes my outfit today pop. It's going to make everything pop. So, yes, people are wearing glasses as an accessory. You all know they're my accessory. So anytime you wear glasses, you know, you can kind of do the matchy-matchy. But like with this outfit, these pair of glasses just pop it. You know, the first thing they're going to see is these glasses because they're going to pop. So whenever you wear your glasses or if you start collecting glasses, you want to make sure that they're going to pop your outfit. So let me put my other ones on. All righty. So let's get started today. Hey, y'all, let me know when you pop on. So let's talk about coffee today. I have to admit, I have learned so much about coffee that I had no idea. So my grandfather, Daddy Bob, a lot of you all remember Daddy Bob, would drink coffee and then he would pour it in a saucer. And as a child, we would sip the coffee out of the saucer. So I thought that that was really, really cool. So somebody said they got the deal, 3 for $29. Who is this? Yolanda, is that you? But as a child, you know, that was so cool because you got to drink coffee and you felt, you know, grown or whatever. Now, personally, I have never been a coffee drinker. But recently, I went to Memphis, and my girlfriend is a coffee drinker. So she always says coffee. But what I found out is it's the creamer. The creamer is the key. You have all these fabulous cappuccino, French vanilla. You got all these different kinds of creamers. So when you put the creamer in, it really tastes like you're drinking a cappuccino. So when I was in Memphis, you know, I'm having like 2 cups of coffee a day, you know, because it's really tasting good to me. So that made me think about coffee. Also made me think about, you know, so many people drink coffee. Hello. Hello. Yeah, Londa, your glasses. Hello. Hello, you all that are coming in. So, you know, when I started researching this, did you know over 1 billion people drink coffee worldwide? 1 billion and over 2 billion cups of coffee are drank every day. Over 2 billion. Hey, look, just give me a penny for each cup of coffee, I'll be fine. But that's a lot of coffee drinkers. So as we always do, let's start at the beginning. We always start at the beginning. So the coffee bean, you know, we think about the coffee bean. And those of you all that buy fresh coffee beans, you know, I thought that they were coffee beans. Somebody said, hey, Karen, it's all about the creamer. Yes, I found out about it. I got to buy me a coffee maker, Goodwill or somewhere, because I got to have some coffee now. But the coffee beans are actually a seed. Did you all know that it's actually a seed or a pit, like the seed in the middle of a peach? Okay, so it's actually a seed or a pit of fruit that grows on coffee trees. And they actually start out a red, yellow color, like an apple or lemon type of color or both on it. And then it's kind of dried out. It goes through a process for it to get brown or black or whatever the actual bean is going to end up being. But actually, it's a seed. And it's a pit of a fruit that grows on a coffee tree. Now, coffee trees grow really small. And the fruit, like I said, is like a bright red. And it's actually called coffee cherries. Who knew? I didn't know that. Coffee drinkers, tell the truth. Did you all know that? Excuse me. I had no idea. So, for all you daily coffee drinkers, I may start becoming one, but for all you daily coffee drinkers, let's look at the good, the bad, and the ugly of drinking coffee. Let's start with the good first. I learned so much, you guys. So, according to American Heart Association, the risk of heart attack will fall by 5 to 12% per cup of coffee per day. Who knew? Y'all that are drinking coffee reduces the risk of heart attack. It really helps to pump your heart stronger, for your heart to pump stronger. Now, you want to skip the sugar, skip the fat, probably skip the creamer. But if you put that in, it's really meaningless. You know, it's really not going to help you or do these statistics. But drinking coffee by itself could help you reduce heart attack. Okay, somebody's coming in from Memphis. Hope you're feeling better, classmate. Yes, I am. I'm feeling a lot better, a lot better. Okay, so also found out based on a study in the public, it was published in the BMC Public Health, consuming 2 cups of coffee a day will equal to 43% to reduce liver cancer. That's almost 50%. Drinking 2 cups of coffee a day. Now, oh Lord, my lights just flitted off. So I did read where you should not drink 4 and 5 cups of coffee a day. Now, some people will have a cup of coffee and they'll drink on it, they'll let it sit 1 o'clock, they'll heat it up, you know, drink some more, pour some more in 4 o'clock, they'll heat it up. So there are some limits on the coffee drinking every day. So also many studies, which I didn't know, have actually concluded, and it's been a lot of studies to prove this, that it may reduce your overall risk of Alzheimer's disease. Who knew? Did you know that a sip of coffee in the mornings actually puts your brain in like a fight or flight? You know, so in other words, it actually like pops your brain and gets your brain started to thinking, and actually you're thinking better, the blood is flowing better, your muscles increase, your reaction time is quicker, you're thinking better, your function improves, and you actually start paying attention better after that first sip of coffee. Yeah, some of y'all are saying, okay, I'm getting ready to start drinking coffee. Also, there is a reason for that first cup of coffee in the morning. When you get up in the morning, you have that first cup of coffee, it makes you feel so good because it releases serotonin, which is, we've talked about in the corner before, it's the feel-good hormone. So it releases that 1 cup of coffee. Does that. So naturally, the chemicals start working together and it's releasing that happy chemical. You feel good, your body feels good, your mood stabilizes, you're happier overall, you're thinking better, you're more in tune to things. So that first cup of coffee, now I understand why people say, hey, I'm not good until I have my first cup of coffee. I have not had coffee yet. Don't talk to me. That is why. Coffee, more than caffeine, can activate all of these contractions in your colon. So, those of you all and muscles in your colon, so those of you all like me that aren't regular all the time, drinking that coffee in the morning actually activates those contractions in your colon and muscles, and it also helps you to be regular. Did y'all know that? If you knew that, let me know because I have really learned something. Now, too much of anything is not good for you. Too much of anything is not good for you. We've said that in the corner a lot, right? So now let's look at the bad and possibly the ugly of coffee. Got to give you both of them. Got to give you both of them. Now, a little goes a long way, but too much, and you may find yourself having a headache. Now, we talked about a sip. Just a sip of coffee would do all of that for you. But if you're drinking coffee all day, you could have a headache. Okay. And because you have that fight or flight, after that first sip of coffee, you know, you're going, you're ready to go, you're ready to go to work, you're feeling good. You know, we talked about how the fight or flight makes you feel good after that one sip, but it can also increase anxiety. So if you're an anxious person anyway, it can actually increase anxiety, which could go into a panic attack. Possibility. Okay? Because that flight and that fight may go too high. You're already anxious, and it could actually take you there, possibly, per studies. So check this out. Coffee can keep us up, or it can make us tired. Okay? It can lead to poor sleep or no sleep. So coffee can keep us up. You know, a lot of people say, let me get my caffeine, you know, so I can stay up, do my homework, look at this movie, you know, read a book or whatever. But coffee can also make us tired. So it can bring us up, but it can also bring us down and just make us really, really tired. Okay? It can, the caffeine can give us poor sleep. We're restless. We can't find a sleep. You know, we're twisting and turning. Or it can just not, we can just not go to sleep at all. Just not go to sleep at all. Now, it can also, drinking too much can also make your hands shake. I didn't know this. It can also cause shortness of breath. Who knew? Dizziness, lightheadedness, and sometimes it can just give you the jitters. You know, if you drink too much caffeine, it can give you the jitters. I also didn't know that studies show impossibilities. You know, in the corner, we've talked different things affect different people different ways. Okay, it can give you possibly high blood pressure. It could lower your iron. It could increase stomach acids, which will give you heartburn, stomach upset, or maybe reflux, which none of us need that. And it could also erode the enamel in your tooth, and it could act in your teeth, and it can actually cause tooth decay. Now, sometimes when you see coffee drinkers, you can see stains on their teeth because they drink so much coffee. So if you are a coffee drinker, please, please make sure that you're brushing your teeth and that you go to the dentist regularly, or maybe a little bit more. But I also read where because of the teeth decay, after you finish drinking your cup of coffee, this is actually tea, but actually, when you finish drinking your cup of coffee, you should not go and brush your teeth right then. You should wait a minute and then go brush your teeth later after you drink your coffee. Yeah. And last but not least, studies have proven that you are not technically addicted to coffee. Now, it sure feels like, you know, some of you get up in the morning that you can't live without it. You got to have your coffee. And caffeine withdrawal is officially been recognized as a disorder by Johns Hopkins. So it's not the coffee, it's the caffeine. Okay? It's not the cigarettes, it's the nicotine. Not the coffee, it's the caffeine that you feel like you gotta have to boost it. You know, we talked about in the corner how that happy hormone comes out. Who would not want to have that happy hormone every day of their life? So if coffee is giving that to you, yeah, you want a cup of coffee. But what also can happen, caffeine dependency, that we're dependent on this cup of coffee, it could actually lead to, as I said, headaches, irritability. You know, people that don't have coffee gets irritable sometimes. Low energy, it can make you tired. It can also cause depression or enhance depression. It can also, like, it makes you focus more. When you drink that first sip, you're more in tune to your surroundings, you're more focused. It also can do the opposite, it could be difficult to concentrate. because of that so much caffeine. I did not know this too. A lot of caffeine could give you flu-like symptoms. Who knew? I did not know. Now, I talked to my cousin this morning, Johnny, and we were talking about coffee, and she has gout, and so she read where coffee can actually help gout. Now, I don't have gout, thank you, Lord. And if any of you suffer from gout, but as a nurse, when I was in the hospital, people with gout could not stand for a sheet to touch their feet. I mean, I have seen grown men cry because of gout. So it's very, 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 very painful. And I think we've talked about gout in the corner, but I'll definitely bring it back if you want me to. So if coffee does this to you, make you irritated and so forth, decrease your intake. But now, taking antidepressants, anti-anxieties, you never want to just stop cold turkey and just don't take anymore. Today, I'm not taking it anymore. You gradually take yourself off of it. That is the same thing with coffee. When I was studying for this, you gradually stop. If you drink 5 cups a day, going on to make four, three, two, half a cup, go down that way. Don't just stop totally from drinking coffee and you've drank it for 20 years because your body is going to react negatively. Phew, who knew so much about coffee, right? Now you know. So, as I close today, what do I know? What I know is have a mind that is open to everything, but attached to nothing. Have a mind that is open to everything, but attached to nothing. You all have a wonderful day. This is Karen Scruggs Briscoe and Karen's Inquisitive Corner. Please like, share, and follow. Like, share, and follow. We want more people to come into our family. I will pray for your family and you pray for mine. Mwah. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.